an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Amen.
You know he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I know he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God.
Amen.
Yes, he is. No, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Say he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon
Just
White.
ask the children
Amen.
of Israel, trapped by the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around him and Pharaoh on their back. But out of nowhere, God stepped in and built a highway just like that. We know he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You know he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I say he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Amen.
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 Amen. Right.
That was great, Deacon Wayne.
To
Amen.
God be
Oh,
glory.
we proud of y'all. Just thank you. We got another male course leader. Glory to God. Thank God. Amen. All right. The next voice we'll be hearing is our pastor, Dr. Isaac Burnett.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us
Hallelujah.
rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for another time to worship and praise his holy, righteous name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For God is still good. Amen.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes, he is.
He's good, good, good.
Yes, Lord.
You might think differently of him, but he's still good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he can do nothing else but good. Good.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because he is God that loves. The
Yes.
God of love. And when love always does what's good for the person they love.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything bad going on in our lives is the devil.
Tell it, Pastor.
That we accept it in our lives. And he's trying to keep us from doing what the word says. So I'm so glad to be here in the Dhamma one more day.
Amen. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise God. And so we will be rejoicing that he has brought us in from yesterday to today.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because we take things for granted.
Yeah.
But we don't have to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
The world can get along. We got along before we got here. And after we're gone, it says still get along.
Amen. Tell
So you don't have to be here. You just
it, Pastor.
number in the bunch that God has put out here for get some glory out of.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's what he is for. Here for us to be his glory bearer. And we stop trying to take his place.
Amen.
And be content with what you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because everything else is going to fade away.
Amen.
But God is God, and he never fails.
Amen.
He'd never be gone either, because the world is just in him and on him. So we're giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to all you out in Zoom land. We thank God for all of you. And everything is still in our favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And God will keep it there.
Yeah.
Everything that happens to us, he makes it become a part of his plan to get us from earth to glory.
Amen.
And he's getting glory out of whatever happens in it. He gets the glory out of it. Praise God. So we praise God, and to all of you, from the, what time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. We come to bring some good news.
Amen.
I need the good news.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
In this bad news world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everything seems to be going haywire.
Lord, yeah.
But I know that I ain't gonna panic, because God got it in control.
Amen.
Things are happening, and by nature, by man, it just happening all around.
Yes.
Yeah.
But God has made it possible for us to go through all of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't remove it, but he make us unable to handle it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we praise God. From the book of St. John, chapter 1.
Okay.
Okay. Just wanted to talk a little bit about God.
Amen.
St. John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning was the Word. Genesis, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. There was nothing here before there was God. All right? God was here first, and he created everything else.
Amen.
Okay? Out of nothing, he made everything.
Amen.
Okay? So we find people trying to doubt his existence and saying that we come about through evolution. But evolution talking about evolving from one
Amen.
Thing to another.
That fashion.
If it comes from evolution, where did the beginning come from?
Amen. Something had to start it.
Okay. All right. And where all this stuff comes from, that it's in it. Okay. Something has to happen to make it possible. In the beginning, God was life. God is life. God is everything.
Amen.
And he made things to happen. that was impossible to happen. Okay. We don't evolve from out of nothing.
Amen.
Can't evolve out of nothing. Something had to be here to make the whatever it was that started this thing. And that was God.
Amen.
God is almighty.
Amen.
All powerful.
Yes.
All knowing. All wise. He is ahead of everything and in everything.
Amen.
He's the beginning and the ending of everything.
Yes.
I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. The beginning and the end.
Yes.
And you can't have an end without a beginning.
Yes. Amen.
So God made everything.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And okay. So before anything else happened, the Word was here.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. And the Word was with God. So God is here, the Word is here, okay? And the Word was God.
Yes.
So we got it, the whole thing covered, all right? The Word was the first thing here.
Amen.
And the first thing here was God.
Amen.
Okay? And God was the Word. So the Word was in the beginning, the Word was here, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's all three of them tied up in one.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the same was in the beginning with God. So everything there is when God became God. Okay, and everything else started forming around him.
Amen.
And he spoke it into existence.
Amen.
And all things were
made
by him.
Amen.
All things was made by him. Everything that you know of and don't know of, everything you see and don't see, everything that exists was made by God.
Amen.
Okay, and God said everything he made was good.
Yes.
Very good.
And very good.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know where we get the bad thing from. Because God made everything good.
Amen.
All right. So, and there was nothing made that was made without God making it. And so if he made everything good, then everything was what?
Money. Good.
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 Okay. So we got to start calling another name.
Amen.
We call things bad.
Yes, amen.
And when we call things bad, we put it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Word told us that we can speak things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the beginning of everything, everything came about by God's word.
Amen.
When he spoke it. Okay? When God spoke the word, it came forth. So when he speaks, things happen.
Yes.
Okay? He creates through his word. And he empowers us through his word. And that we be empowered by the word of God.
Amen.
So when we use the word of God, things happen that we don't even realize happening. But God is working it out.
Amen.
For you and for me.
Yes.
Okay. And we fail to see that because our eyes are on the problem.
Tell it, Pastor.
And amen. Not on the fixer of the problem.
Amen.
Okay. See, we focus on the problem and forget what the word has said about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need to look to him.
Amen.
Anything need to be done, call Amen. God.
Amen.
Okay. Don't be like the movie that a few years back about the Ghostbusters. Okay. You don't need to be called no Ghostbusters.
Okay. Oh,
call God.
Amen.
Okay. So I asked the little dude when he called up and said, Ghostbuster. Call God.
Amen.
Hey, something going terrible in your life, you calling the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Instead of calling God, calling the word.
Amen.
Okay, speak that word into existence. And then the word works for you when you speak it.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
See, we don't speak the word, so we don't get it working for us.
Amen.
When you speak it, you believe it.
Amen.
Okay. But if you don't speak it, that means you doubting it.
Amen.
And when you doubt it, you don't get nowhere.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Okay. So we need to realize that and don't doubt what the word said, but believe what the word said.
Amen.
It may seem like impossible to you. And to you, it is impossible.
Amen.
But with God,
oh, thank
all
you.
All things become possible through us.
Amen.
Okay? So, when you think I can't, then you can't.
Amen.
Okay? You got to think I can.
Amen.
Through God.
Yes.
You can't by yourself, but with God, you can.
Amen.
Yes.
So, because the word is there. And the word make things happen.
Yes.
Okay. God said, let there be light. And when it said, let there be light, light appeared.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, darkness covered the face of the earth. After he created it, darkness was there. And then he spoke light into existence. And then he told them, divided the night from the day.
Amen.
Okay, so that we have some time for work and a time for play, or a time for rest. Okay, God does everything well.
Amen.
And that's really well. Okay, he does things good, and he makes mistakes.
Amen.
Okay, so the word was here. In the beginning, the word will be here at the end.
Amen.
The word will be here throughout eternity.
Yes.
Heaven and earth will pass away,
but
the word of God is here forever.
Amen.
Okay. His beginning and his end. Okay. And he's everything in between.
Amen.
Okay. So, who do you call?
God.
God.
God. Okay. And call him, thanking him, not calling him, blaming him.
Amen.
We blame God for all the bad in our life when it's a
death.
Amen.
Okay. God is not doing anything bad in your life.
Amen.
Because he loves you.
Yes.
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, God wants us to live.
Amen.
And the word wants us to live, and it empowers us with the ability to live. Okay. But we got to act on it.
Amen.
In order to make this happen in our lives. Okay, we got to act on the word. All things were made by him.
Yeah.
All things. And without him,
nothing made.
Nothing was made.
Amen.
That was made. So it was made. Who did it?
God did it.
God did it. Okay. If you see it, who put it there?
God.
God did. Okay. But we'll say, I've done this. I've done that.
Amen.
I'm doing this.
Amen.
I'm doing that. But everything comes through God.
Amen.
Amen. Did you, Pastor?
It's his, whatever it is, it's his.
Amen.
Okay. He made it. He created it. He puts it out here for our use. Okay. And we don't see that. So we lose out on what God is doing for us in our life. In God was life. And the life was the light of men. Okay. God is the light. Okay. Darkness, he is not part of him. Okay. He is light and he is life. All right. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness didn't understand. Okay, he didn't comprehend him yet. The light shines in darkness and make it bright. Okay, you're able to go through secret things in the night because the light still exists. Okay, it doesn't get pitch black. All right. The sun still rays are still seen. Okay, it's just not shining directly at us.
Amen.
And therefore we don't appear to see it. But it's there. Light in our lives. There are times when it's like ain't nobody there but you.
Amen.
You're feeling helpless and outdone and nobody cares. But you know that somebody does care.
Amen.
Okay? So God cares.
Yeah. Amen.
And he loves us. Always love us. No matter what we've done, no matter what we're going to do, no matter what we're doing right then, he loves us.
Amen.
To the utmost.
Amen.
And he loves us.
Yes.
And he protects us and keeps us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to realize God is there for us.
Amen.
Okay, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So call God when you're about to give up.
Amen.
Call God and let him speak to you and listen to his words that he's saying to you. Call him. Go to the word. And the word is God. So you want to talk to God and don't know what to say, go to the word. Okay, you got 66 books and that you could go to and find God in every one of them.
Amen.
All right. And he's got a word for you. A word of victory, a word of deliverance, a word of power, a word of peace, a word of joy.
Yeah.
Okay. He got a word of deliverance, a word of victory. He got a word for you to lift you up.
Amen.
Bring you up out of that mire clay. And put your feet on a rock to stay.
Yes.
All right. So God got going to put you on solid ground.
Amen.
Right now, what you own now, if you're not on him, you're on sick of sand. Okay? The quicksand is pulling you down under. But you need to call on God so he can pull you up out of that mortar clay. All right? In him was life, and he was the light of man.
Yes.
He's shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Okay, so he was a man. There was a man that was sent by God and came from God, and his name was John.
Yes.
Okay, the same man came as a witness to bear witness of the light of all men. All right? And we came to do the same thing. Through him might that we might believe. We need to be witness bearers of what God is doing in our lives.
Yes.
And stop trying to take all the credit ourselves.
Amen.
We need to be witness bearers.
Amen.
God is being still good in spite of all that is going on in his world. He is still good because he could snatch us all out.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He justified. But he let us live in the good along with the bad. Okay? And give us the power to endure whatever it is that's going wrong in our lives.
Yes.
Okay? He didn't say he would keep the affliction from us. He told us that many were the what? Afflictions of the righteous. But God delivers us out of how many?
All things.
All of them. As in that, did you know that?
Amen, yes.
I said, ask your neighbor, did you know that?
Neighbor, did you know that?
You know that?
Right.
Yes, I knew that.
He will deliver you out of them all.
Amen.
Okay, not some of them.
Tell it, Pastor.
All of them.
All of them.
Okay, and it's going to be his will according to what he does.
Amen.
The outcomes of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what it takes for you
mm-hmm.
to make it to the other side.
Amen.
Okay. So John was a witness bearer. And we're supposed to be a witness bearer.
Amen.
Let somebody know that Jesus still saves.
Jesus still saves. Yes.
He's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
Amen.
It doesn't look like he's doing nothing for you in your eyesight.
Mm.
He is doing great things in your life and for yeah. you.
Amen.
All right, because whatever is going on in your life, it could be worse.
Amen.
And it could be worse. All right, so the world was made by God, and God made everything good.
Amen.
Okay. This was the true light which shineth in every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. God was in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the world was made by him.
Amen.
And the world was made by him, and everybody in the world knew him not.
Mm.
He's a baker, but we don't know who he is.
Mm.
Okay? And that's because you haven't seen him.
Mm.
Okay? And so since you don't see him, you don't want to believe him.
Mm.
We are living by sight and not by the word, but we're supposed to live by the word and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the word in this case is faith. Faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Faith comes by the word Amen. Of God.
Yes.
So there you go again. God's word. God is the word.
Right.
He came into his own.
And
his own received him not.
Right. Okay?
He came to this world as a Jew, because this was his chosen people, okay, that believed in him. But when he came to the world didn't know him, so they didn't receive it.
Amen.
He came as one thing, and they were looking for him to be another thing.
Amen.
And that's our problem today. We're looking for him one way, and he's coming the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And look at us for him, us in one form of existence, but he come in another form. So they were looking for a king to come.
Tell it, but teach it.
Okay? Like the Romans had it. And they wanted a king to come, but he didn't come as king, even though he was a king. Okay? He came to this world not as a king, but he was a king. Okay? And since he was a king, he didn't put himself that way out there. Okay? He wanted you to know that everybody can be a king.
Amen.
In your life.
Yeah.
Okay? And live according to his word.
Yes.
So he was in this world, and the world was made by him, and the world was knew him not. So he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave them the power to become the sons of God. And the Jews rejected him, and so then he gave light away for everybody to be with sons of God. All right? He came into his own, and they didn't receive him. So as many as would receive him, to him it gave them power to become sons of God. We are children of God.
Amen.
Okay? You didn't let the world know that I'm a child of the king. And I'm talking about King Jesus. Okay? God's only son. I am the king, and Jesus is the word.
Amen.
Okay? All right? He came into his world. In the beginning was the word.
And the word was with God.
With God, and the word was
with God.
God. All right, so now he has come into the world as the word. And the world didn't know him. Okay? But he come to the word, to the world, and as in the flesh. All right. And we didn't receive him. Okay. So now he opens up salvation to everybody.
Amen.
That would believe and his name and who he was, who he is. He came into his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as would receive him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Tell his name, all you got to do is believe.
All you got to do is believe.
All you got to do is believe.
Okay. Which were born not of blood. Now, he wasn't born of blood, flesh of blood like we were. All right? Not of the will of man, of flesh, not of the will of man. Okay? But he came out of the will of God. Okay? What God wanted to happen. Okay? He left heaven, came to earth, so that we could receive salvation. Okay? By believing on him. And the word was made flesh.
Yes.
And dwelled among us. Okay? Now the word that with God, God's Son, made was made flesh and came. And he was the word, so he was also God.
Mm-hmm.
And God, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay? We are his sons and daughters.
Amen.
Okay? But we are not the begotten of God. Okay? We were made sons and daughters by faith. Jesus was begotten by him.
Amen.
Okay? His word. Full of grace and full of truth.
Mm-hmm.
God bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he whom I spake of. He coming after me. This is John talking. Preferred before me. For he was before me, and the fullness of that all have received him. We received him, and the grace was grace. Okay? John said the law was given by Moses, but grace was given by the truth, and came
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Okay? Moses gave you the law, Jesus brings you salvation.
Amen.
Now, man has seen God. No man has seen at any time but Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? He's the only one to see God, which is in the bosom of the Father. He had declared him. Now, this is the world record of John. And the Jews sent priests and Levites to Jerusalem to ask them, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Okay? They want to know John the Christ. And he said, no. He didn't try to take God's place. All right? He's just a witness bearer.
Amen.
And that's what we are. Witness bearers. We believe we be witness bearers. And they asked him, saying, what then art thou Elijah? No. I'm not Elijah, he told them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And art thou a prophet? He also told him, he answered, no. Then what? Then say they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as says the prophet, as Isaiah. Okay? And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then? And thou, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither the prophet. John answered, saying, I baptize the water, but there's one standing among you that's coming after me. It's before me. Okay. He was here before I got here.
Amen.
All right. And even though John was born first on the earth, but Jesus was here before then because he was here at the beginning.
Amen.
Before John was even thought of. Okay. So he's coming there, they say, and his shoe lashes. I'm not even worried to it loose. Okay. He's coming. The word is coming again.
Amen.
All right. And he's coming to claim us and to deliver us back to the glory. Because he went away to prepare a place for us so that we can be with him throughout eternity.
Yes.
These things were done in the barbarian beyond Jordan. Okay, where John was baptized. The next day, John said, see Jesus coming into him. And he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I say, after being coming a man which preferred before me, for he was before me.
Amen.
Okay, he was here before I got here, because he was at the beginning. And he just John just arrived on the scene thousands of years later. Okay. And I knew him not. But that he should be made manifested to Israel. Therefore, I come to baptize them with water. And John said, bad record, saying, I was saw the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And it abided upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. The same is he which baptized with the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And I saw him bear witness that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day, after that, then John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon him, Jesus asked him as he walked and said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and said to the followers, and said unto him, what seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to be saying, interpreted as Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto him, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him the day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak followed him and saw Andrew, Simon, and Peter's brother. He first findeth the old brother Simon and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted as Christ. All right. We found him. How you found him?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. I found him.
All right.
Amen.
If you found him, then we ought to be doing telling somebody.
Amen.
Okay. That I found the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the Savior of our lives. He's the Savior of everything about us. But I found him. Okay? Whatever I need, I found the answer. Somebody said the song, "I found the answer when I learned to pray."
Learned to pray.
So I found my answer to my problem. It's God. He can solve every problem because he made everything.
Amen.
Okay, and we got to know how to handle these things and deal with these things in order for God to move in our lives and do everything that we need to know about him, that he's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise, he's all-comprehensive. He knows everything that needs to be known.
Amen.
Okay? And that you should be able to deal with. God got it in control. All right? So whatever's going on in life nowadays,
amen.
We got to learn how to apply the word to it and to get
amen.
Through it. Or else it was going to worry you to the grave. Okay, but knowing that God got the answer, God will deliver him, and nothing will happen to us that what he does not want to happen.
Amen.
Okay, he uses the enemy to confound him. Okay, and he uses the enemy to get over. Get you over the situation that you're facing. God will use the enemy to give you your deliverance and your victory and give you your joy and all that you need, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, amen.
God is. All right. So call God. And everything will be
all right.
God bless.
Amen.
Good teaching, Pastor.
Good word. Amen, brothers and sisters. We thank God for the word today.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I was sitting here thinking, amen. I'm not going to sing this song, but I'm going to give you the words. Amen. Well, yeah, the Polynaires used to sing a song that the day is the day to give your heart to Jesus. Yeah. All you got to do is have faith and trust. No matter who you are or what you may have done, he is willing to make you his chosen one.
Amen.
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 Brothers and sisters, whatever we are going through today, whatever our situation is, God is here for us.
Amen.
Amen. You heard the word today. Amen. As God used Pastor Burnett, letting us know that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever we needed today, the Lord is able.
Amen.
He's waiting on us. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do, if there's anyone that's standing in need of prayer, whatever, we're going to take time right now, amen, to pray. Amen. Does anyone need to be saved? Amen. All you got to do is ask the Lord to come into your life.
Amen.
Ask him to forgive you. And you got to do what was already said. You got to believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. It's true. Amen. Amen. He will deliver us.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, we're asking you, will you lead us in prayer?
Praise God, in the name of Jesus, we come around saying thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For this opportunity to call on your name, knowing that all that we need is in you.
Yes.
And you that you satisfy and enjoy you with the life.
Yes, Lord.
And that we're moving these lives, God, that's under the sound of our voice and those that are have the desire to be on and can be on.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, we pray that that will move in there, God.
Have your way,
deliver,
Lord.
God, the out of burdens and
give us, Lord.
Out of the sickness and diseases and depression. In yes. the name of Jesus, we pray that that will deliver us, God. Yes. Out of the will of the hands of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you now to go with us day by day.
Yes, God.
Able to endure and act according to your word, God.
Yes, God.
Your word for our victories that we need through the times of life that's going on now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Keep us shield up.
Yes.
Yes.
Keep us protected from diseases and
yeah.
He's causing things. Keep us protected from accidents.
Yes,
and other things that's going on in our lives. God, keep us shielded and protected from forces of nature that
yes,
yeah.
lives to be lost. Because mm-hmm. and you pray that that will talk to those ones that are still here, God.
Yes, God.
And help them realize that they
everywhere, Lord.
Be delivered and they can also can be brought forth to your kingdom and your glory, and if they just believe in you,
in Jesus,
yeah. name of Jesus, God, help us now to
help us,
accept your will,
yes,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus, go to believe God, speak them in their heart, and help them to overcome this problem that they have come to in life journey,
yes, God,
and God, show us the way, God, that we might follow the way. Help us to go to your word.
Yes, God.
God, and know that the word, it will be an answer for us there.
Yes,
God. Just remember what the word said. And
yeah.
then do what the word said do.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is it a faultless for the precious throne of God? Spread the grace of God, the dominion of the Holy Spirit. Rest with us, through and the Bible with us, down here for and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen.